Today we're building a DNB intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels like pirate radio drifting through a warehouse tech deck, with old-school jungle energy and just enough grime to make the drop feel dangerous. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're not just dropping in a loop and calling it an intro. We are designing a section that has personality. The whole point is to make the listener feel the groove before the full weight of the track arrives. Think rhythmic tease, low-end discipline, ghost notes, filtered tension, and that slightly unstable, half-hidden feeling that makes jungle hit so hard. We are aiming for a 16-bar intro at around 172 BPM, which is a great sweet spot for classic DNB movement. If you want to go a little more rolling, you can work anywhere from 170 to 174, but 172 keeps it right in that sweet zone. Before you touch the drums, decide what this intro is doing. Is it a DJ-friendly mix intro? Is it a short pre-drop setup? Or is it a more narrative, atmospheric opening? For this lesson, we're building a 16-bar intro with clear development every 4 bars. That means the groove starts, evolves, gets a little more open, then tightens up again right before the drop. Set up your tracks first. You want a drum rack or drum track for the break and one-shots, an audio track for resampling and chopped layers, a return for delay or reverb if needed, and maybe a placeholder bass track if you want to think ahead about arrangement. Keep your master headroom sensible too. Aim for the intro peaking around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you room to make the drop hit properly later. Now let's get the engine running with a breakbeat core. Bring in a classic break sample or something with strong snare and hat movement. For old school jungle vibes, the break should feel natural, not overly polished. You want some room noise, some transient shape, and enough character that the groove reads instantly. Turn warp on, use beats mode, and preserve transient so the drums stay punchy. If the break feels too rigid, nudge the transient markers so the swing feels more human. A good move is to start with a 2-bar loop, then duplicate it to 4 bars and make small edits so it doesn't sound copy-pasted. You want variation, even if it's subtle. At this stage, use Ableton stock tools gently. Drum bus can add drive and punch. Saturator can add harmonic density. EQ8 can clean up low junk or harsh top end. Start modestly, a little drive, a little transient enhancement, and only use boom if you actually need it. In DNB, the break is the engine. If you overcook it now, you lose the impact later. Next, we make the break feel alive by adding ghost notes and micro-edits. This is where the ghosted part really comes in. You can duplicate the break to a new audio track or slice it into a drum rack for more control. If you want to move quickly and edit precisely, slicing into drum rack is usually the best intermediate workflow. Focus on little details, quiet snare pickups, hat tails, tiny kick fragments, shuffled open and closed hat accents, and imperfect repeats. Ghost notes shouldn't scream for attention. They should support the pocket and make the rhythm feel human, unstable, and propulsive. If a quiet hit changes the groove more than the main snare, it's too loud or too frequent. A few useful moves: mute one strong snare every 4 bars and replace it with a lighter ghost snare before the main backbeat returns. Add a ghost kick, a 16th or an 8th before a main snare. Drop in a very short rim or snare tick at low velocity, so it answers the main pattern instead of just repeating it. If you're programming MIDI, keep your ghost notes at lower velocities, somewhere around 15 to 55, while your main accents sit much higher, around 90 to 127. You can also nudge some hits a tiny bit off-grid for groove, but don't over-randomize it. A little looseness is jungle. Too much turns it into a messy loop exercise instead of a statement. Now stack your layers carefully. A strong intro usually has a main break layer, a top loop, and a texture layer. The main break carries the groove and snare identity. The top loop can be hats, ride fragments, shakers, or even a vinyl crackle style layer. The texture layer can be rim clicks, tiny toms, reversed percussion, or chopped noise bursts. The trick is to keep the top layer sparse. Darker DNB does not need shiny, overbright hats everywhere. You want motion more than shimmer. High pass the top loop somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, and if the hats get too sharp, tame the 6 to 9 Khz range a little. Keep low percussion mono with utility, so the low end stays solid and focused. A good arrangement choice is to let the main break enter first, then bring the top loop in after 4 bars. That way the intro has progression right away without feeling overcrowded. The goal is a rhythmic silhouette, not a full drop before the drop. Now we shape the intro over time. Group the drum layers into a bus and process them together. This is where the section starts to breathe like a real record. Put auto filter on the drum bus, and slowly open the cutoff across 8 or 16 bars. Start dark, maybe around 250 to 500 Hz, then gradually open it up to 8 or 12 kHz by the end. That rising top end creates tension without needing a giant riser. Add a little drum bus for glue and edge. If needed, use glue compressor to make the layers feel connected, and use saturator or overdrive for a touch more grit. The idea is subtle movement, not a drastic effect sweep. In DNB, high frequency return is often enough to make the listener feel anticipation. This is also where pirate radio character starts to happen. Create an audio track and resample a few bars of the drum intro. Print a section, consolidate the best part, and then chop it for character. You can use Redux for light digital crunch, saturator for extra grit, erosion for a noisy top layer, and vinyl distortion if the track wants that kind of roughness. A great move is to resample bars 5 to 8, then place a chopped one bar version in bars 13 to 16 with a bit more filtering. That makes the final lead-in feel like the signal is tightening up before the system hits. You can also create little radio-style dropouts by cutting tiny moments or automating quick volume dips. That instability is part of the magic. Now add a fill or two to point toward the drop. Don't go full festival build-up here. DNB fills work best when they're short, syncopated, and believable. Try a one-beat snare rush in bar 15, a tom or rim fill in the last two beats before the drop, or a reversed break slice leading into the downbeat. Use simple or sampler for one shots if you want precise control, and echo or reverb for a short dub-style tail on the fill. A good strategy is to keep the fill muted until the final four bars, then introduce it lightly. In the very last bar, reduce some low frequencies from the break and leave only the tension elements. If you want extra impact, drop the drum bus volume by a tiny amount, like 1 to 2 dB. Right before the drop. That little pullback can make the downbeat feel bigger. Think like a DJ while arranging this intro. A proper DNB intro needs to be mixable, especially if the track is going to live in sets. So even though it should feel atmospheric and exciting, it also needs enough stability for cueing and blending. For a 16-bar intro, a strong layout is bars 1 to 4 filtered and sparse, bars 5 to 8 with the top loop and ghost notes, bars 9 to 12 opening up and getting more intense, and bars 13 to 16 narrowing again with the fill and pre-drop tension. One useful detail: leave the bass line out until the drop, but hint at it. A low percussion hit, a filtered rumble, or a subless reese-like noise can suggest bass without filling the space. That keeps the intro clean, while still giving the listener a sense that something heavy is coming. A few things to watch out for as you build. Don't make the intro too full too early, because then the drop has nowhere to go. Don't overprocess the break until it loses punch. Don't let bright hats or noisy layers take over the high end. And definitely check the intro in mono early, because pirate radio style width can fool you into thinking the groove is bigger than it really is. If the rhythm weakens in mono, simplify the upper layers. If you want to push the vibe further, try swapping break personalities every four bars. Keep the same rhythmic function, but alternate between a dustier, mid-range heavy break and a sharper, more hat-driven one. You can also create call and response between chopped break slices and one-shots, or use a false lift halfway through, where the filter opens briefly and then pulls back down. That little tease makes the actual drop feel much bigger. Here's a quick practice version you can do right away. Load one break at 172 BPM, slice it or edit it as audio, build a 16-bar intro with one main break layer, one top loop, and one texture layer, add at least 6 ghost notes, automate auto-filter on the drum bus from dark to open, add one short fill in bar 15 or 16, and then resample the intro for a rougher final phrase. Finally, mute the bass and listen. If it still feels like DNB with the low end gone, you've got a strong intro. So the big takeaway is this: the intro should not just be drums before the drop. It should be a convincing pirate radio jungle tease. Breakbeat motion, ghost notes, subtle grit, evolving filters, and just enough tension to make the drop feel like a decision. If the listener feels the groove before the full weight lands, you've nailed the vibe. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter voiceover version with natural pauses and emphasis marks for recording.